we saw this tragic case. Once again, the Oklahoma makes the international news this week for something terrible and senseless. A murdered Australian student studying at East Central University. Three teenagers accused of murdering this young man while he's jogging. And so the Australian's obviously upset, his family upset, you know, people outraged about this. Rebecca, how do we make sense of something so senseless?
I'm not sure that we do make sense of this. As you mentioned, the Australians are outraged. I think the people of Duncan and Oklahoma in general are pretty outraged as well. A horrific situation all the way around. But the international situation here, it's an image that we're portraying, and that's what the Australians are picking up on. They, of course, have relatively low gun violence, and that came about in 1996 after they had a massacre there where over 30 people were killed. They then enacted gun laws that prohibited the purchase of semi-automatics, and there's some other limitations on there, and they saw an immediate decrease in the number of gun-related incidents. There's been a slight increase here in the last 5 years, and so this is now becoming an electoral issue because there are elections going on right now. So they are also starting to examine their own gun laws, what gun violence means in their country as well.
Well, we actually saw the former deputy prime minister of Australia come out and actually suggest that Australians boycott the United States and not travel to or study in the United States because they're 15 times more likely to die from a gunshot wound in this country than theirs.
Well, we often do think of this as a domestic issue, our own gun laws, but it very much has international ramifications, and this is just bringing that to the fore. But people do consider those sorts of statistics when they determine where they're going to study abroad, where they're going to travel, and those sorts of things. And we're seeing that here with this former deputy prime minister who, in fact, was in office when Australia enacted its own strict gun laws.
Do you think this could sway Oklahomans in their attitude towards gun control?
I don't think that it can. No, we've had a number of incidents in the last couple of years, and that has brought it to the table for debate, but we're not seeing a lot of substantial changes.
Definitely a horrible case in the news. Certainly Syria is still a horrible case in the news, in the international news this week. So, Rebecca, Joshua, thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you.